Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is a special segment of Listen Give today. I am so excited today. We have Supernova Slam Terrain on the line with us that's coming up. He is a hip-hop maestro. They call him the hip-hop medicine man because he is also a holistic health practitioner. He is a book author and a lecturer. He does so much with youth. I mean, this is the all-around kind of guy that we all want to know. Whether, you know, even if it was a woman, we'd want to know her too. And so in the absence of Jay Logan today, I'm going to miss my co-host today, but he's unable to be with us because he is out performing at an amazing event over in San Francisco for 1,000 mothers. They've been written up in the San Francisco Chronicle, and they've also been written up in Ebony Magazine. They're doing amazing things with mothers who have lost their children or around abuse or something like that in a family. I am just so excited today. I mean, you know, when we talk about health, you know, we always think about, oh, you know, to be so healthy, I have to eat this way, or to be so healthy, I have to eat that way. And for our musicians, you know, health is such a big part of being creative. You know, when you're very healthy, it opens up the brain in ways that we don't even understand. You know, health has been shown even in children that the most important thing when dealing with kids is that nutrition is important, proper sleep is important. You know, we make being healthy so difficult and so hard. You know, there not too long ago there was something on called Fast Food Nation where it showed, you know, eating McDonald's and food like that, what it does to our brain and how it trashes us. Well, guess what? We have our guest on, Supernova Slam. I cannot wait to get ready to have this show with him, guys. So you know what? I want you guys to really put your seatbelts on, sit back, and let's get down with this guy. Oh, we seem to have some issues here. Hello, Supernova Slam. How are you?
All is well. Salute, salute.
You know we're happy to have you up in the house, right?
I appreciate being in the house.
We are so
salute.
Happy to have you here.
All is well. Give thanks.
Yes, salute
thank
to
you.
Well. Yes, we do give thanks. Yes, we do give thanks. I mean, you know, Supernova, part of what we do here on Listen and Give is we always want to know what can be done to better humanity, youth, you know, education, all those things. And you actually encapsulate all of that.
Right.
So we're really excited to have you on. So, you know, is it okay if we get right into the interview with you?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, you know, we have a lot of questions for you today. And part of that is, you know, don't give too much out too soon because we have a lot that we want to cover with you in the short time that we have you. Is that okay with you?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, you're known for making a difference in the area of health with youth, and you are also known for working with a lot of celebrities, especially in the hip-hop arena, and you are known for being a very prolific artist yourself in the hip-hop area, okay? So I wanted to start out with, you know, letting people get to know you a little bit, all right? And one of those things is, how did you get started with eating healthy? I mean, like, where did that start at?
I was born and raised a vegan. My mother, Queen of Four, is an internationally renowned best-selling author of many Healthy Mama's books and a company known as Heal Thyself, a natural education center, now known as the Queen of Four Wellness Institute. So I was raised because of her and my father and my stepfather and other elders. I just was raised in a wellness environment, and that had a profound effect on me growing up. And, you know, I had to put it into play. You know, as my teenage years, I definitely was going through my rites of passage, thinking that, you know, eating healthy and thing was played out. But, you know, I got to see that, you know, as I got more on my own independent, I got to see the value of everything was distilling into me in terms of health and wellness and investing in your health. And now, years later, in our communities, you know, we see the health disparities and we see the different issues going on with the youth and the different artists themselves that are going through health issues. So that's pretty much my foundation. I'm 37 years old, 37 years into this wellness, so I'm continuing
on.
With that,
taking over, that brings up something into play. You know, a lot of kids, you know, I heard on one of your interviews, you said that, you know, eating healthy, you know, when kids were out there eating potato chips and things like that, you were eating, you know, healthy food like tofu and things like that. I have a question for you. Did it bother you growing up when you were like 15 and 16 and 13 and 14? And here you are, your mom has you set up in your home environment to eat healthy. And you see the kids, you know, drinking Coca-Cola, you know, eating Wise potato chips, you know, eating junk food. Did it bother you seeing that and knowing how you were eating at home and the way you were brought up?
I mean, you know, the conflict was that, you know, I was, you know, especially coming up in the 80s, I was part of the minority, you know, so definitely I was just the odd kid out. But, you know, I had my time of eating junk food and things that were unproductive, and, you know, I just got sick right away. So that let me know that, my body was different and made me, you know, was curious of how other people could eat so much junk. And, you know, at the time I didn't see the signs of their sickness because it appeared that they could eat anything. You know, I eat some bad stuff and get sick right away or have a reaction on it. And it's not until later, like 20 years later, that you see a lot of people I came up with, you know, they have diabetes, they have hypertension, you know, they have chronic asthma, so many issues, you know what I'm saying? And some of them my age look like they're in their 60s. You know, I'm 37 and I look like I'm 19, 21. So that just shows you that, you know, my mom was light years ahead in terms of, you know, using food as medicine and, you know, doing the right things. But like I said, it took me, you know, messing up to understand the value. Sometimes you have to stray away from the principles, and that's life, you know, and then put them to play and see the value. So my mistakes in my, you know, messing with things outside of my natural habitat allowed me to appreciate it more, you know, and get more convicted.
You know, thanks for sharing that, because one of the things I wanted to ask you is, what types of food as a young person did you eat?
As far as what, the holistic side, or like what do you mean?
Well, no, like the holistic side, you know, like, you know, the foods that your mother would prepare. You don't have to go into everything, but like what are some of the healthy foods like you would go to school with to eat? Like what would your mother prepare for you when you were a kid?
She would just send me with some fruits, fresh fruits, you know, basic apples, bananas, pears. She called it healthy snacks. She'll prepare me some cashews, some sprouted cashews and almonds with dates and raisins. You know, that was supposed to be my candy, you know, and then the sandwich could be sometimes a tofu sandwich or just, you know, a sprout sandwich. She was very heavy into alfalfa sprouts at the time, which is high in iron and high in calcium and protein. So she would just put that, you know, alfalfa sprout sandwich. You know what I'm saying? So everybody else is having ham and cheese, I'm having a sprout sandwich. And everybody was eating candy, and I'm eating almonds and raisins, and that's probably my candy. So basically, me, my brother, my sister got into a lot of fights. People made fun of us, and we had to fight our way for wellness. So that's probably why I'm so convicted, and you know, I consider myself a wellness warrior. It's because I grew up in people take for granted now that we're becoming a more health conscious pop culture now. You know, a lot of the mainstream people you see in you see it manifest as Jay-Z and Beyonce talking about they want to become vegans for, you know, about a month to see how it happens. So, you know, more celebrities are endorsing the lifestyle, so it's a much more receptive these days than it was when I was coming up. You can imagine 30 years ago, it was a whole different landscape. So, you know, that was pretty much the climate.
Well, you know, just before we go into you being older now, I wanted to ask you something because, you know, a lot of people are under the misconception, Supernova, that when you eat healthy, that the food is gross, okay? They don't think that there's any taste to the food.
Okay.
I said, and so, you know, since many people think that the food has no taste,
Would you share with us like one or two dishes or something like that that, you know, that really destroys that myth?
Well, I mean, when you I don't have to even describe that. I could just say when people flavor any foods, it's used based on natural remedies, whether synthetic or organic. It's used, and you talk about seasoning pizza, for example. What makes pizza pizza is the sauce. And what's in the sauce? It's tomatoes, basil, parsley, you know, the variations of salt and peppers. These are all paprika, cayenne, different things to season. So all the seasonings and flavors are coming from either a natural sauce or a chemical altered sauce of a natural food. When you talk about even, you know, sweeteners, you know, all fruits, sweets or sugars of fructose, you know, so they extract that. They can either leave it as its natural ingredient or they can pump it up, you know, and alter it so it's even more heightened. So the basis to all flavoring, you know, sweet, sour, or salty, is based on some form and root in a natural or vegan or vegetarian base, you know, what people will consider, you know, nasty. You know, with any foods, you know, it's about the chef or the one that prepares it, you know, with their consciousnesses behind. You know, there's a group of people that like bland, you know, foods that think over-seasoning foods, you know, interrupts the digestion and, you know, or you know, it interrupts the purpose. So some people eat food specifically for the purpose of medicinal and nutritional value. But, you know, that's the minority. Majority of people eat for flavoring. Now, even more than I was, my mom just naturally had it being a black woman. You know, she had to make it fun for us. So she would just season it. She would see the same way people would season a steak or chicken. They have to use herbs and spices, and the herbs and spices at the base of it are natural. You feel me? So she'll use the same flavoring and just without the meat and put that same concept of seasoning to vegetables. You know, like she'll grill vegetables for us and season it the same way someone would grill, you know, meat on a grill, you know, because the basis of if the meat is not seasoned, nobody's going to like meat, you know, without seasoning. Like, there may be a minority of people that may like flesh, you know, without any seasons. But for most people want, you know, talk about vegetables being nasty. But, you know, just like vegetables, if you want vegetables to be seasoned or alternative dishes, they still want, you know, their regular foods to be seasoned and so forth. So the concept is universal. You know, like I said, these days people have more options. I wrote a book called The Remedy, and I have I don't have to go into it specifically
now, Supernova,
right now.
Supernova, we're gonna go into you with that. We want to save that for the best for last, okay?
When you're asking me about, and there's a root, is I'm not just, you're asking me about remedies and dishes and so forth. You know, a lot of that is mentioned in that project, so people can refer back to. And a lot of what I'm talking about, a lot of the questions that you're asking me are addressed in that body of work.
Okay, that sounds great. What we're going to do is just, we're going to just go over some basic things so that people have an understanding, and then we're going to point people directly to your site so they can purchase your book. Because we really want people to know, and that's another thing I wanted to go into, you know, towards the end of the call, how well you put your project together. You know, I want to just acknowledge you. That project was well put together. And just for our audience to know, Book the Remedy can be bought in book form, it can be bought in ebook form, or it can be bought in audio. I thought that was amazing, by the way, Supernova. Amazing.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, and so for all the audience to know here, I have a special affinity for Supernova because his mother is my nutritionist as well, which is Queen of Four. And her products are just, I can't even say the words. They're amazing. She's known all over the world. If I go to London, they know her there, you know, and that's what's amazing about eating this way. So I just want to go into a little bit more of the eating. You know, Supernova, you know, a lot of times the adults, you know, today, even relatives of mine, when you try to share with them about eating a certain way, they're so used to eating, you know, certain foods. They may have cut down on the salt here and there, but that doesn't still help them when they're getting to their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, and so on. Can an adult, you know, at any age, if they haven't been eating appropriately, you know, can they start eating in the way that you have informed people in your book? Can they start, like, at that stage of their lives?
Well, like I talk about in the remedy, it doesn't matter what stage you're at. You first have to have the will and desire. That's one of the first principles of the remedy. If you have the will and desire to do better for yourself and the will and desire to do the things that are needed to put you in a state of betterment, then you can start at any phase of your life. In the book, we address different aspects of eating. The whole point is to get the person to incorporate more whole foods and more water and more, you know, juicing into their diet so they can begin to detox, but also, you know, flush out toxins over years that have been accumulated, but also nourish themselves. You know, a lot of people are overeating or undereating and are not necessarily meeting the nutritional value that their body needs to grow and develop. So that's why a lot of people are getting sick or susceptible to diseases that can ultimately be fought against if their bodies have the right oxygen, the right mineral and nutrient content. So overall, what I set to do is not necessarily condemn those who are not vegan like me, but to give them a ladder, a wellness ladder that they can aspire to. So what that means is if you're not a vegan and that's not on your goal, but your goal and your will and desire is to start to take out, you know, a lot of the overeating of the sugar foods or get better alternatives for better sweeteners, you know, instead of maybe the processed sugar, you know, you may go into stevia or you may go into raw honey. You know, you may go into the chamber of raw cane sugar. You know, there are healthy alternatives that you can begin to explore. And, you know, instead of maybe eating meat 7 times a week, you know, you may have healthier flesh choices. And, you know, you may, instead of fried chicken, you may have baked or broiled chicken with some whole grain rice, brown rice or multigrain rice, and some vegetables, some steamed vegetables, lightly seasoned. You know, so, you know, we begin to address the basics and the basis. And what we want to do is, in the remedy program, we set people up to assess where they're at, assess their will and desire, and if they're feeling vibrant, healthy, and they feel confident, then they go to the next phase and they begin to implement the next stage of their ladder and their development. So that's really what it is about. If you ultimately end up in vegan, that would be the best, healthier choice, I think, for everybody. But, you know, I'm not from that school that if, you know, if you're not a vegan, you're just a wrap. I feel that, you know, we're in a society that you can incorporate more whole foods and eat the things that you're known to eat, but just, you know, make healthier choices for yourself. And that's really what I want to encourage people to do.
Yeah, and, you know, and on that note, you know, I know that they can find a lot of this information in the remedy because I've read a lot of it. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, so let's say everyone gets your book, you know, and Supernova, they're ready to go. They've got the willpower. You know that part where you break down because you're so used to eating a certain way, okay? And then you get to that point and, you know, because, you know, everyone is, you know, for some adults who are in their, like, early 30s, 40s, and 50s, and, you know, even 20s, they may not have people around them that are going to support them, you know, in eating that way. So they may have to literally take it on themselves. And those parts, when they come to that point where they just, you know, like, I can't do this anymore. You know, I want to eat the way I want to eat. But they really want to continue, and they're at that crossroads. What is your advice to them?
Well, my advice is no excuse wellness. That would be my main motto I would give them. You have to have no excuse. You know, your life is in your hands. You know, we are all deployed to the planet Earth one time, you know. So you want to maximize your time here. You have others here that are here with diseases and living in pain and living the rest of their lives in medication and have to be interdependent on things to exist. And you have others that are down that road that say, I'm sick and tired being sick and tired. So ultimately my message is for those that are sick and tired being sick and tired, we just need a little motivation and inspiration to, you know, change and transform. So you may not have your family and your friends immediately around you, but this is why people like myself, my mother, and others are here with tools and information that can inspire you if you want to invest in yourself to begin your journey, okay? There's just no excuses. I mean, I just came back from the point. I'm currently, besides a wellness practitioner and a musician, I'm currently serving in the active duty army. And I just came back from almost a year tour in Afghanistan, you know, and I was, even though I was deployed in Afghanistan as a combat soldier, you know, so you can imagine what that came with, on my downtime, I still found time to implement my wellness. I was keen on that, and I was attached to a special forces group, Green Berets, and I would share these principles of wellness not only with my battle buddies that were from my unit, but also, you know, the special forces Green Beret group I was attached to. And, you know, out of me just sharing where I'm from and my wealth, people were just inspired how I had no meat and ate no junk food the whole time. I was able to maintain. How were you able to do it? I said, well, the thing about my lifestyle is that you can put me anywhere on the planet because I know what to eat. I can always eat because anywhere you go on the planet, there's always fruits, vegetables, whole grains, you know, there's always beans, rice, and bread. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the basis of, really the basis, depending upon what degree you're talking about, if you're going outside of packaged foods or whole foods and restaurants, that's the basis of my, you know, my diet or my lifestyle. It's just whole foods. So, you know, that's everywhere. That's from Czechoslovakia to Russia to Zimbabwe to Compton. You can always find, if you're seeking and you have the information, you can always find some form of wellness. You know, I mean, some in areas you may be blessed to have organic fruits and vegetables, and some areas you may not, but that's still no excuse for you to eat, you know, eat the right things to fuel your body the right way. So because of that and out of that, I was able to, one of the master sergeants over there from the Green Berets had his wife send a juicer over. So we, you know, we lived in the village with a lot of the local Afghan brothers and sisters that we happened to be, you know, living with and helping with security. And they will bring us fruits and vegetables every day, and I will be juicing on my time off of missions. I'll be juicing for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's an example. If I can be in the middle of war, you know, I was times that I was juicing in the kitchen and, you know, bombs were literally flying, you know, within 400 to 500 meters from me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how real that was. So if I can, in war, juice and fruits and vegetables and share wellness with, you know, in those situations, then civilians have no excuse whatsoever. And that's not something that I'm going to even tolerate hearing of people say they can't, because I was in war doing that. You know what I'm saying? So I survived that to tell this story, to say that, okay, if I can be over there doing that, then whatever your 9-to-5 and stress situations you think you're dealing with, there are people living in more dire situations, and still there's no excuse if you will and desire yourself to wellness and you really want it.
You know, Supernova, I'm so glad you said this, because not only, see, here's, and this is an acknowledgement to you, not only were you in war, okay, but you were keeping healthy, and you inspired the local people. They saw what you were doing and that you were so disciplined, they started to bring it over to you. Also, your discipline showed your sergeant, and his wife sent a juicer over. Now, that says a lot to our audience, and I really want the audience to get that. There is no excuse, even for myself, after hearing that, you know? And
why,
one of the areas
why
I want...
That's why the motto says there's no excuse wellness, and that's something that I've been blessed to bring back with me. And I'm fired. And that's why I'm so motivated and fired up to share this platform with so many people to help encourage them, you know, and to keep up the wellness fight, you know. Again, you know, my situation was more extreme than others, but my point of saying that is we're all here deployed on planet Earth dealing with different levels of, you know, daily challenges, but we should be here to inspire each other to do better, you know. There is information out here. And there are people like myself that are out here to share with, you know, those that need the information. You know, you just, if you have the will and desire, then it will manifest.
And that's what I'm getting at, because here, you know, and this is, and also it shows something else too, Supernova. You led by example, but to the point that people were watching what you were doing and they became engaged in it. They were inspired by it. You know, it wasn't like, and there's a difference. You know, I'm sure you see those people, Supernova, where they said, oh, that's good for you, but not for me. People saw that you were serious, and it wasn't dependent upon whether they got involved or not. You were going to do what you needed to do to take care of yourself. And that shows something, which brings me to the next thing. I want to know, Supernova, what are you passionate about in your life about youth? Inspires you about young people, that why you want to make a difference with them?
Because I was once young myself, and I have children. You know, and, you know, your teaching, inspiring others is what makes the world go around. You know, if you can each one, teach one, and reach one, you know, those help to transform the situations around you, you know. So the more you engage in people, the more you engage information and inspired to motivate them, you know, you may not see a transformation on a global level right now, but, you know, guarantee those people keep, you know, keep passing that energy on, that positivity on, eventually that will surge and reach so many more people. So, you know, it's just like our ancestors, just continuing the work, you know, many great ones to come before us, if they did not, you know, use their energy to reach us, you know, regardless of people were on it or not, then we would not be benefiting from their efforts. So it's just continuing. That's what motivates me, to just continue to reach out and push energy forward.
Is there any special story that you can share with us about, you know, motivating a young person? You don't have to give names or anything, but just motivating a young person, just eating-wise.
Motivating a young person to do what?
No, is there a story that you can share with our audience, right, where you were so touched by a young person that you were mentoring or motivating around, you know, eating and just mentoring them as a person? Do you have any, you know, small stories that you can share with our audience that you are proud of and that really touched your heart?
I mean, I've been doing this for so long, so there's like a bunch of stories. But let me see, one that comes to mind was just a young person that I ran into one time. When I was in New York, I would be a guest speaker at various high schools and do workshops around health and wellness and even bring foods to the school. So, you know, randomly ran into a young person years later. The person at this point, I guess I met them when they were like 14, 15, and they were now like probably in high college. And they said, you know, after I left, I had such a profound impact on, you know, the school, you know, that most, they said that most of those young people, you know, became vegans, became vegetarians, and started to really transform and change themselves. And the brother told me he inspired his mother, you know, to get into wellness, and his father, and eventually they got off medication and got to really address their illnesses and improved 110% on their health and wellness. And he was saying, you know, he just wanted to thank me because that sparked the light in him to reach out and with his friends and family. And, you know, so that, you know, I'm blessed to continue the work that I do. So I get stories like that all the time, and I've been doing it for so long that, you know, that's what I look forward to knowing. That lets me know that can continue when I get those type of updates. So, man, it's global.
Sorry, it's what?
I said it's global. I've been doing this for a very long time. So, you know, I'll get someone from Australia telling me that they've been following me for years, you know, and they'll thank me because of me, you know, their children are now raised vegetarians. Or someone said, you know, because of the film, I've put out films on holistic health. You know, my first film was Holistic Wellness for the Hip Hop Generation. I put that over 10 years ago. And many people from South Africa to Japan hit me up to this day saying that film changed their lives and transformed. Because of that film, they meditate more, they have made wellness choices, and they're raising their families on health and wellness. So, you know.
Well, I want to say this. I know that you're, you know, sometimes work becomes, you're so used to work, but I want you to really get the impact and the amazing work that you do, that we're all grateful for you and your family. You know, I want you to let that in because, you know, we don't find people like yourselves often. You know what I mean? And the great work you do including fighting for our country. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry for acknowledging you for how amazing that is.
Well, I give thanks. I mean, I don't really, you know, that acknowledgement allows me to know everything is in divine order, and I just use that to continue to keep sharing. So definitely,
yes.
I give thanks.
And you know, and one thing, we're going to go into the music side in a few minutes, but one of the things I wanted to share, you know, I am into the holistic side. You know, I do the stuff for your mom. Your mom has a whole women's line, and then you're talking about I also do the meditation, I do the breathing techniques, and, you know, all of the exercising. And, you know, there are times that I get off, but because I have those tools, I can get right back on. You know, I want,
right.
you said something very powerful just now, Supernova. You said something about this gentleman came back to you and about how his family got off medication. And I wanted you to share just a little bit about that. Like, in addition to the remedy, people don't realize, in addition to exercising and meditation and food and all of those practices, what it provides. I wanted to know if you could share that, not only from your book, but from your own personal experience of what you do with your body. Do you incorporate some of those things yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very physically fit. I've been doing meditation and practicing it and sharing these techniques with many people since I was seven. My first teaching opportunity, actually, when I was seven, I had a class of 30 young students that I would teach meditation, yoga, and Tai Chi to. So I've been doing it a very long time, so it's kind of like muscle memory. And being in the military, you know, they it's all about training and being physically fit and having the best gyms and, you know, exercise regimens for you to do on a daily basis. Like, they pay us to train, so that in various skills of training. So, you know, it's part of a culture to stay physically fit and stay motivated. And so, you know, but I've been about the culture before I manifested in the military. I've been, you know, that's been my life work regardless, you know. So the military is just a reflection of my subconscious mind. It's a reflection of the things that that I think are necessary for one's personal development and discipline, you know. So definitely, you know, the Remedy book is a reflection of me. It's just my story, me just giving lessons, you know, and learned in my observations and just sharing my journey from a youth to a young adult, you know, into now a father and a husband, and how all of those things manifest with health and wellness and giving people a roadmap to inspire them. So, you know, when you talk about medication and those illnesses that we have, like I said earlier, that's just the body, you know, reminding us that we have to make a personal investment away from the things outside of ourselves that are keeping us sustained. You know, when you talk about medication for your liver and for your kidneys, that's because we have neglected, you know, our kidneys and liver. So we need something outside of ourselves to help maintain the function, because we're not doing the things on a daily basis with our dietary choices and our living conditions that are going to inspire healthy living and a healthy kidney. You know, and the list goes on and on and on. It's just neglect. You know, when you have an illness, it just shows that the body has had a long time of neglect. You know, and that we kept ignoring, we kept living and kept living and kept ignoring until it got so bad where our body shut down, you know, or screamed out, and now we have to be on medications just to kind of keep it functioning. Some people are sick and tired of medication and sick and tired of, you know, being a slave to those supplements, so they decide, listen, I need an alternative thing to this because I can't live like this, you know, because this medication is helping to keep this okay, but now I'm having problems in other areas of my body because of the medication. So for those that are, you know, again, my message is specifically for those who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, it's not for those that know, been there, done that, know it all about health and wellness, or those that don't want to hear it. I don't really, you know, I don't need to speak to you. I'm speaking to those that just need a little more motivation and want a roadmap and, you know, or some steps on their ladder to help inspire them wherever they're at. And that's pretty much what the Remedy book is about and what I'm about and just my placement as far as health and wellness motivation.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I think you may have heard the word wrong. I was saying meditation. Like meditation, one of the things that I find, and you tell me what your thoughts are about this, when something is bothering us, we could be eating well, we could be, you know, everything can be great, but you have something on your mind that you haven't been dealing with or you don't deal with in life, or you have a lot of anger. Your food choices and all of that, and this is something even your mother teaches, that those things, when they come up to the surface, they can come out as bumps on your skin. They can come out as a cold or whatever. And through our eating, the way that we eat, it allows us to think clearer. It allows us to do a lot of different things. And I just want to know that if you are in agreement with those types of things.
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know, and so going on to the next thing, which is the music industry. You know, I've been in the music industry for many years myself, working with everyone from Gladys Knight to Celine Dion to you name it. And you've been in the music industry working with, I mean, you can share with the audience, you've worked with some Erykah Badu, Common, all of these guys, Tyson Beckford, you know, quite a few people. And one of the things I can say is through eating healthy, the creative process, whether you're writing or singing, it's just clearer, you're more present or whatever. But you do this as a living. on a regular basis. What do you find that how it helps, especially yourself as a musician? And I know we've talked about The Remedy, but I want people who haven't read The Remedy or until they get to The Remedy to know a little bit about you, like how that helps your creative swing when you're when you're writing your music and doing your music, you know, for the hip-hop generation, because all of us are hip-hop heads. So, you know, can you share a little bit about that?
Well, when the body is surrounded by oxygen, what produces oxygen is movement. We have limbs to move. So when you're exercising, you're putting fresh oxygen into your body, your blood is moving good and healthy, you're hydrating properly, your body is 70% water, so the more water you have, the more vibrant you feel, and you're eating foods that complement that, you feel more vibrant. When you feel more vibrant, you're more creative, you're more open to the universe, allowing you to be a tool or antenna to channel. Simple as that. When you're feeling low and depressed and blocked, nothing's going to really come through. And if it does come through, it's going to be a reflection of that. So what I just do on a basis, I mean, I just keep it moving, you know, in everything I do. And that allows me to be a channel and an open vessel to continue to create.
And, you know, what is important to you about music? Like, what do you like to put out there as your message when you are creating your music?
Energy. My thing is giving my message is energy. It's conscious energy, you know, moving you into what I'm trying to move you into. And, you know, sometimes it may be socio-political, some something conscious as far as, you know, making you aware of issues. And sometimes it may be fun. Sometimes it just may be something put you in a real meditative zone or, you know, something that you can relate to as far as maybe, you know, a personal goal or just feeling real intertribal, you know, just like old meditation music would do or gospel music would do or something that, you know, native chants would do, you know. So I'm kind of multiplicit like that. And that's it. It's just, you know, getting people in a real energetic zone. That's just what I'm known for, and that's just what I want to convey. It's more than a word. It's more of a feeling, you know, more of an energy feeling, and that's the energy.
Okay, you know, I know, you know, what are you most proud of? Most proud of with your music?
What I'm most proud of, the opportunity to create, you know, that's what I'm most proud of. I'm proud of all my body of work. I'm proud of the opportunity to have been doing this for over 20 plus years and have a very large body of work. I'm proud to have worked with recorded songs with everybody from Erykah Badu, Dead Prez, Ice-T, to The Game, Jadakiss, even recently Dr. Cosby. I was one of three rappers in the group with Bill Cosby's group, Cosmorati. So, you know, I'm blessed to have that opportunity. So, you know, I'm really just blessed to be in a creative space to continue to create.
What are you most proud of in your work with kids?
As far as young people, sharing meditation, you know, sharing the ability to have adequate stress management, sharing health and wellness principles and then applying them, their parents enforcing that application. And seeing how that, seeing their lives blossom, that's what I'm proud of, just the work that I'm able to impart on them, be implemented, and see how it benefits them and those around them.
What are your thoughts on Nelson Mandela and his death?
I think this is an opportunity for us to continue the legacy.
Okay. What does that look like to you?
Well, he was clear that he was a visionary that brought healing and been a freedom fighter. So however that may manifest for different people, to be a healer, to be a freedom fighter, to stand up for yourself and others. So however that manifests for you, then you stand on that. So that's the whole thing. It's not a time for mourning. He was almost 100 years old, so he's lived here a very long time and was able to do a lot of great work to help a lot of people. So I think we should be inspired by his life to continue to work in our various avenues, continue that work. We need more Nelson Mandelas, male and female, around the planet. So continue to work.
Now, thank you. And the last two questions we have for you is, when is your next album coming out?
I have a mixtape just going to be out. It's called Mothership Music. It will be out top of the year, January 6th, actually, online everywhere, coasttocoastmixtapes.com, datpiff.com, and all over the net. Also, you can people can reach out to my Facebook music page that will be officially launched on the first of the year, Supanova Slam Music, SupanovaSlam Music, also supanovaslam.com for the music side. And then, you know, probably sometime in the springtime, I would say like March, either between March and May, we'll have a follow-up album. It's called Supanova Slam Electric Rockstar. So I'm really excited about the mixtape. We have Theophilus London on there, Jay Electronica, a remix with The Game and Jada. We have Bilal and other notable celebrities that are lending their talent, and I'm excited about it.
Wow, okay. And then the other, you know, one of the last things I want to ask you is, of course, after this question, please tell people where they can find The Remedy at. I could tell them, but I think it's a little more cool coming from you. And what do you love about your life? It's one thing to be proud of something, but what do you love personally about your life?
You asked me a two-part question. Which one? Let me answer first.
Well, no, I said that at the end you can let us know about, you know, The Remedy,
okay,
where the people can find that. That's at the end. But for right now, what I'd like to know is let everybody know, we've heard what you're proud of. I'd like to know what you love about your life.
I love what I love about my life is life. I'm alive. Again, I just came back from a 9-month deployment, you know, dealing with the Taliban every day. I got my limbs, I got my mind, and I have my family, I have my creative works, I have you, I have the audience, you know. Alive is the best way I can say it. I'm happy to be alive and to continue this work.
Okay. Well, with that said, can you please let everyone know where they can find The Remedy? This is a very important book.
Well, you can find out more about my book, The Remedy, and my wellness supplement, the Super Mega Greens, which is a great supplement for those that are trying to detox, but also build muscle mass and have the adequate nutrients to build a clean bloodstream and a strong immune system. It's called the Super Mega Greens, which can be found at www.wellnesssalute.com. That's www.wellnesssalute.com. That's the wellness side to the brand. And the link on there will direct you to Amazon.com, where you can get my book, The Remedy. And it has testimonials from everybody, from Erykah Badu to we have Brother Chuck D in there. We have Brother Jim Jones from Dipset. We have Tyson Bedford talking about water and cleansing. We have Hype Williams in there talking about the importance of fasting. Talks about him and actually Jay-Z doing seasonal fast together. And a whole bunch of other celebrities giving their, you know, their contribution to what they do as their personal remedy, as well as a wonderful array of menu plans and workout regimens and just overall wonderful tools to get you empowered on your path to health and wellness. The Remedy by Supanova Slam, SupanovaSlam.
And we understand that you do one other thing that you supply. Now, you tell me if I'm incorrect here, but we also understand that you are a wellness coach.
Yes, I'm currently a wellness coach, and I've been wellness coach to quite a few people. Yes, ma'am.
So if people would like to get in contact with you to do that, can they do that through your wellness salute,
website? Yes, you can inquire about the wellness coach services at wellnesssalute.com.
All right, well, thank you. Supanova Slam, thank you for taking your time out with us, and we hope that when your album comes out next year, you'll come back and visit us.
I would love to do that. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And thank you, Supanova Slam, and everyone, we're out, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Salute.
Salute. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful new year. And this is Gail signing off until next Wednesday. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.